Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day today, and we give Him, our Jesus, all the glory. Amen. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. It says, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And coming, and when they were come into the house, that is the three wise men, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, each of the participants involved with Christ's birth, Mary and Joseph, the innkeeper, the angels, shepherds, and wise men has much to teach us. Although there is no scriptural basis for stating dogmatically that there were three wise men, the fact that three distinct gifts are mentioned has given rise to this traditional idea. Master artists throughout, we went carol singing in Dubai, two homes, one after the other, came back in the night, had fun. It was great joy going into homes, singing carols in the night. We thank God for that. And praying for these people, we give God the glory. All right, so master artists throughout the centuries have depicted three wise men on camels as one of their favorite nativity themes. The number of wise men is not important, but the fact that they persisted in following the light that was given them until they found the object of their search, that they responded in worship, and that they returned home to share their experience with others, all has much to tell us. Also, the gifts presented to the Christ child were both significant and appropriate: gold, symbolic of his kingly reign; frankincense, symbolic of his priestly ministry; and myrrh, symbolic of our redemption through the death of Jesus Christ. How important it is that our gifts of love and devotion be offered to Christ after we have first found him and then have bowed in true adoration before him. My dear brothers and sisters, it's very important that we come to the Lord Jesus with a heart that is filled with the best gift ever that we can give him. The Bible says the best gift that we can give him is our own life. We can give him our spirit, our soul, and our body as a living sacrifice to Jesus. And then we can give him the sacrifice of our lips, the sacrifice of praise and worship. And then, when we are totally sold out for the Lord, then we can bring our gold and silver into the house of God and give it to him and lay it before the feet of Jesus. When Jesus becomes our priority, then everything goes, everything is given, everything is surrendered into the hands of God. Because when we find Jesus, everything belongs to Jesus, and we can worship him with all that we have. I like this beautiful carol that we sing. It was written by John H. Hopkins. Is we three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star, right? And we say, oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Beautiful. I love this. Christmas season is beautiful, singing carols for the glory of Jesus. So my dear brothers and sisters, follow the light of God's word and the leading of his Holy Spirit to worship Christ and to share his love with others. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you for your loving kindness and tender mercies upon our lives. Then Lord, you have given us this great day to celebrate the goodness of Jesus in our lives and to share the love of Christ with others. Abba, Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy that follows us every day. We thank you that you have kept us in the land of the living, that we can bless you and praise you and magnify you. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Father, in this season, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands of the day, oh Father, I pray that they will spread the cheer of Christmas, the joy of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the righteousness of Jesus will be shared by your people all around. And Father, that many will come to the light, many will come to salvation, and many will accept Christ as their personal Savior. Lord God Almighty, bless them, be with them. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command every sickness to get out and enter into that body again no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Abba, Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray, and we said, amen and amen. God bless you. God be with you. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.